The world already knew the music of Antonín Dvořák when I arrived in New York in 1892. I came at the invitation of a Mrs. Janet Thurber, a very wealthy and persistent patron of the arts. Artists love wealthy patrons, particularly persistent ones. Mrs. Thurber hired me to head a new American music school dedicated to creating new American music. I took the job because it paid 25 times more than I was earning in Prague. My assistant was a talented young black man named Harry Burley, who introduced me to African-American music. This music fascinated me because it used a five-note scale instead of the traditional seven. Imagine singing Do a deer without fa, a long, long way to run, and tea, a drink with jam and bread. I had never heard anything like it. I was so inspired, I wrote an American-influenced symphony right around the corner at 327 East 17th Street. The New World Symphony premiered at Carnegie Hall and became my most popular work. Astronaut Neil Armstrong brought a recording of it with him to the moon. Back here on Earth, the house where I wrote the New World Symphony was torn down, which is why there's a statue of me here instead.